知行英语 Listen and share. Yao Ming.
Yao Ming.
2005 to 2006 season.
2005至06赛季。词汇扫描。Inactive list. 伤病名单。Acute.急性的 osteomyelitis 骨髓炎 line up 队伍
Yao had missed only two games in 3 years up to 2005 but 22 games into his fourth season Yao was forced onto the inactive listfor an extended period for the first time in his career due to an acute case of osteomyelitis in the big toe on his left foot. On December 18, 2005, with the rest of the team staying in Los Angeles to play the Lakers, Yao returned to Houston to have surgery performed on the toe. He was placed on the inactive list,and missed a total of 21 games, returning to the lineup on January 30th against the Memphis Grizzlies.
到2005年，姚明在三年内一共只缺席过两场比赛。但是在第四个赛季，由于左脚大脚趾患了急性骨髓炎，姚明错过了22场比赛。不得已第一次长期进驻伤病名单。2005年12月18号，当其他队友都在洛杉矶对抗湖人队的时候，姚明回到休斯顿做脚趾手术，他进入伤病名单，共缺席21场比赛，到第二年1月30日才归队出战孟菲斯灰熊队。逐句对照。
Yao had missed only two games in 3 years up to 2005.
到2005年，姚明在三年内一共只缺席过两场比赛。
But 22 games into his fourth season, Yao was forced onto the inactive list for an extended period for the first time in his career.
但是在第四个赛季，姚明不得已第一次长期进驻伤病名单，姚明错过了22场比赛。
Due to an acute case of osteomyelitis in the big toe on his left foot.
由于左脚大脚趾患了急性骨髓炎。
On December 18, 2005, with the rest of the team staying in Los Angeles to play the Lakers,Yao returned to Houston to have surgery performed on the toe.
2005年12月18号，当其他队友都在洛杉矶对抗湖人队的时候，姚明回到休斯顿做脚趾手术。
He was placed on the inactive list and missed a total of 21 games.
他进入伤病名单，共缺席21场比赛。
returning to the lineup on January 30th against the Memphis Grizzlies.
到第二年1月30日才归队出战孟菲斯灰熊队。多学一点。Up till, 到什么为止？比如说 up till now, 到现在为止。来看一个例子 ,We have been dancing up till midnight, 直到半夜他们都一直在跳舞。Inactive, 表示不常用的闲置的。它的反义词是 active, 这里就是后备的的意思。比如说 ,an inactive machine, 闲置的机器。Extended, 这里是表示长期的。比如 ,Bob got an extended contract, 鲍勃签订了一份长期合同。这个词也有延长的的意思。比如说 ,an extended telescope,延长了的望远镜。Acute, 急性的。Acute disease 是急性病，而 acute patients 则是急性病人。来看一个例子 ,He fell ill with acute appendicitis, 他得了急性阑尾炎。Osteomyelitis,意思是骨髓炎。Surgery, 外科手术，我们就用这个词来表示。比如说 ,Cancer usually requires surgery, 癌症通常需要外科手术。Line up, 在这里理解为球队出场的阵容。比如 ,The coach has the right to decide the final lineup of the football team.教练有权利决定足球队伍的最后阵容。词汇扫描 ,Free throw line,发球线。
In the 25 games after the All-Star break, Yao averaged 25.7 points and 11.6 rebounds per game, while shooting 53.7% from the field and 87.8% at the free throw line.His final averages in 57 games were 22.3 points and 10.2 rebounds per game. This was the first time that Yao had ended the season with a 20-10 average.
全明星赛之后的25场比赛中，姚明平均每场拿到 25.7 分和 11.6 个篮板，投篮命中率和罚球命中率分别达到 53.7% 和 87.8%。 最后57场比赛之后，姚明均场 22.3 分和 10.2 个篮板，这是姚明第一次以平均20-10的成绩结束一个赛季。逐句对照。
In the 25 games after the All-Star break,
全明星赛之后的25场比赛中，
Yao averaged 25.7 points and 11.6 rebounds per game.
姚明平均每场拿到 25.7 分和 11.6 个篮板，
while shooting 53.7% from the field and 87.8% at the free throw line.
投篮命中率和罚球命中率分别达到 53.7% 和 87.8%。
His final averages in 57 games were 22.3 points and 10.2 rebounds per game.
最后57场比赛之后，姚明均场 22.3 分和 10.2 个篮板。
This was the first time that Yao had ended the season with a 20-10 average.
这是姚明第一次以平均20-10的成绩结束一个赛季。多学一点。The free throw line， 这是篮球比赛中的术语，意思就是罚球线。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Yao had missed only two games in 3 years up to 2005.But 22 games into his fourth season, Yao was forced onto the inactive list for an extended period for the first time in his career due to an acute case of osteomyelitis in the big toe on his left foot. On December 18, 2005, with the rest of the team staying in Los Angeles to play the Lakers,Yao returned to Houston to have surgery performed on the toe. He was placed on the inactive list and missed a total of 21 games, returning to the lineup on January 30th against the Memphis Grizzlies. In the 25 games after the All-Star break, Yao averaged 25.7 points and 11.6 rebounds per game, while shooting 53.7% from the field and 87.8% at the free throw line. His final averages in 57 games were 22.3 points and 10.2 rebounds per game. This was the first time that Yao had ended the season with a 20-10 average.
I don't understand. It's just my job, but I'm being weak. A rocket man, a rocket man.
好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。